And ladies and gentlemen, welcome into a magical edition of Late Night Liam. I am your host, Liam Stryker, joined, as always, by the lovable, the huggable, the one, the only, the incomparable Bill Neville.
Oh,
how
boy!
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm so excited, pal!
I'm so glad.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. Today is a special day because I am also joined by my co-host of that movie show,
Goofy,
and that wrestling show, the redheaded stepchild of Nessun, Mike Wendt.
Let me try. Gorsh.
Oh, there you go. Very, very fun.
I'm going to shave all of my beard off.
No.
I'm just going to have a mustache.
Is that Christmas lights on it?
And I'll be Walt Disney.
Oh.
I thought that was a special announcement for the show.
Yeah, no. No, I don't think I can do like locks of love for my beard. I'm shaving, everybody. All right, that's the magic. We're out.
Hygiene.
Yeah, hygiene. Shampoo. I got beard oils. We do it. Head over to simpleman.com/newageinsiders. You can buy beard oils that I use.
Are you not even joking?
No.
Oh, my God. Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. So.
You have a beard oil store on your website.
Yeah. You can buy beard oil. It's very fun.
Oddest fact
it is
ever.
Awesome. You talking about the Simple Man stuff?
Yeah, the Simple Man stuff.
The balm upstairs is tremendous.
It is tremendous. You rub that in.
It smells good.
It smells good. It makes your beard all
not itchy.
Not itchy and soft.
Going to have to find
soft.
Some of this stuff.
Yeah, head over to simpleman.com. We'll tweet out a link.
Fair enough.
I got to figure out what our actual thing is. I'm pretty sure it's New Age Insiders.
Yeah, we got to figure that out before we advertise it.
Before we advertise the thing to go buy, but just go to simpleman.com and you'll be able to find all that nonsense
there. Before we get
there.
Hundreds of tweets from bearded folk
yeah,
saying,
right.
What the like, hell? Your code isn't working.
Like Danny Russ.
Yeah, right. Before we get a bunch of motorcycles outside the house.
Yeah. So, like I said at the top of the show, we had a slightly different intro today, and the reason is because there was a lot of Disney-related news.
Oh my goodness!
That has
yeah, there was.
Dropped.
So much.
So, first of all, I'm going to do the cheap plug. Mm. We have the Wreck-It Ralph, the Disney movie that has dropped already. So you'll be able to head over to New Age Insiders Pop. It's on this channel. You'll be able to listen to it. It'll be a ton of fun. Go and check it out. We talked about it.
We did.
We thought it was a delight.
I will say it's probably our cleanest show to date. And despite how the ending went, that's saying something.
Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, it was definitely a family-friendly show. If you're
all of a sudden, Sour Bill showed up and all hell went broke loose.
Yeah. Just got sucked off till he died.
It's party time.
Yeah, but go and watch that. You can listen to it with the family at Thanksgiving.
Sure.
Or on Black Friday.
Or stop it at 41 minutes.
Just stop it at 41 minutes and you'll be fine. But yeah, go and check that out. That's going to be a ton of fun. There wasn't a that wrestling show.
No, there wasn't.
Before Survivor Series.
There wasn't. Apparently hurling is a priority.
Hurling at Fenway.
This thing that I just learned about from Bill.
Yeah.
Hurling.
Hurling.
I asked if it had anything to do with curling.
And
because
it's not
rhyming.
The same. Yeah, no.
Hurling. And it doesn't have to do with vomiting?
No.
Nope. Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
You would think. It's because cool it's an Irish sport, and you would assume that hurling would be involved in curling.
Cool beans.
Yeah. But there has been a bunch of Disney-related news. We have gotten. Where do we want to start? Do we want to start with the ride vehicles?
Sure, yeah.
Sure.
So it has been officially announced that the ride vehicles for the longest indoor roller coaster that will be the Guardians of the Galaxy attraction at Epcot, they officially got it, and they're going to be able to spin.
Yep.
They look bonkers.
It's going to be very much like the ride vehicle at Gringotts at Universal.
Okay. So when we went on the Escape from Gringotts attraction at Universal Studios, I was very, very disappointed.
You can't be traitors if you get in for free.
There you go.
Yeah, right. We didn't.
There
get
you go.
Money.
Buck the system.
Yeah. We know Megatron.
Accurate.
which
accurate.
Everything about it's evil. It's fun. But you start the ride and then it stops and you rotate and it never feels like it really gets going.
Right.
Have you been on the Gringotts ride?
I haven't been to Universal since 97.
Okay, gotcha. Well, everything you know is different.
Yeah.
And it's all gone.
Okay.
So there you go. That's what's happening.
Is the Back to the Future ride still there?
Nope.
It's actually rethemed.
Is E.T. still there?
E.T.
is still
there.
Hey, has Jaws still popped out of the water?
Nope.
Jaws is now
Harry Potter.
Diagon Alley.
Oh, everything you love has died.
Yeah. Look, did every time I ride the Jaws ride, I make the same dumb, stupid joke that had an eye roll from the cast member? Yeah, because they're like, welcome to Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. And I go, how the hell did we get here so fast? I took a 3-hour plane ride. And they just looked at me and just like, shut the fuck up. You're an asshole. What are you, what?
I mean, I I don't have a soundboard, but boo!
Yeah, Simpsons ride. There you go. But that particular ride, the roller coaster from there, has a similar type of feel where it is able to rotate while the ride is going, but it never does it while the ride is going. The ride comes to a complete stop, and then it'll rotate.
There's like a show scene.
There'll be like a show scene. And so when you look at the footage from the actual announcement, that some bitch is just spinning.
It's going to spin while it's going.
The Harry Potter one, it's a Harry Potter one.
Yes. Correct, yeah.
So that one seems to spin for a purpose, almost like the Haunted Mansion.
Correct. They'll turn
you to show you something. But yeah, I watched the video for the Galaxy, Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just spinning.
And it's just like, and so it's going to show you different things.
It's like teacups on a roller coaster.
It's going to be bananas because that's the ride I wanted.
Or banana.
And banana.
It's got to be some sort of
elimination.
It's got to be some sort of simulation of flying in Star-Lord's spacecraft.
Yes, I believe that's what.
Because of the tipsy turnies and the spinning around.
Yeah,
and
you're seeing from a lot of the concept art, it's going to be themed as if it is his spaceship.
Okay.
The colors of his spaceship. The progress of that is great.
The building is massive.
Well, yeah.
They said that you could fit 10 spaceship Earths inside the building.
It's supposed to be the longest indoor roller coaster ever.
Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be bananas.
It's going to be cool.
Plus, it has to be 45 minutes if it's going to be inside Ellen's 45-minute energy adventure.
Oh, I wish a roller coaster was 45 minutes, they're never more than like 2 minutes and 10
seconds.
I don't
think you actually do.
Well, I don't want to go at 60 miles an hour for that long, but I wish a ride would last that long.
Yeah. I wish all rides lasted that long, Bill. I wish all rides lasted that long.
Oh, no.
Oh, sour Bill.
Oh, sour Bill. Oh, he got sucked off.
Until he died.
But sticking in Epcot.
Yeah.
Epcot has announced that there will be a new show.
This is really exciting.
Technically two.
That's right.
Yeah.
Technically two. Bill, why don't you take us through that a little bit?
Well, let me pull up the article here. It's going to be, there's one that's going to be called Epcot Forever. It's going to be a temporary thing. It's just going to be sort of like a history of Epcot and as the anniversary is coming up. And then the other one is going to be a celebration of Disney music, where it says we'll show how Disney music inspires people around the globe, and we'll feature large floating set pieces, custom-built LED panels, kites with special effects, choreographed moving fountains, lights, pyrotechnics, and lasers. So everything and anything in this show. And I haven't seen Illuminations in probably like 15 years. What exactly is that like now? Have you seen it recently?
Recently as in probably 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It's the same.
It hasn't changed.
The biggest technical advancement is they put LEDs on that globe.
Yeah.
So that.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, the globe lights all work now.
Yeah.
That helps.
I feel like, because I remember seeing that ball, and it was just like, oh, that's just a glowing orb that's spinning. And then it's just like, oh, no, you put a TV on it, and now I can see what it is.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like Illuminations has been the show at Epcot since I've been going to Disney World.
Right.
Was there ever a different one?
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
It is what it is.
All the nighttime shows are fun. I mean, even over at Animal Kingdom, the Festival of Lights is really nice.
I haven't seen it.
You've never seen that before?
No.
It's cool.
Because the only
time... usually my morning park.
There's like only 4 or 5 people in it, but there's a lot of... It's in the middle of the... You know, like when you're walking out of Everest and you see like that giant stadium like kind of in the middle of Animal Kingdom?
Right.
That's where it is. And it's... I'm sorry, Rivers of Light, not what I said. I
thought that's where they threw the Christians to the lion.
But it's a really cool, like very animal-based, has a lot of like that tribal type music in it, which is really cool. And then you over at Hollywood Studios, you got Fantasmic. You have Fantasmic is amazing.
The best thing is Bill and I got so excited because we got fast passes to go because Bill had only seen the rain version.
Yeah. Every single time I had went there, it rained when we were going to go see Fantasmic, and it was just like a 5-minute shortened version.
There's a rain version.
There's no characters in it. It's just like,
really?
Here, check out some of our fireworks and some of our lights and some music, and that's it. But it's not like the full show with Mickey where he does the dance and all that.
You know,
but
felt gets heavy when it rains.
Exactly.
And there's a dragon.
So every time
Dragon wasn't in it?
No, the dragon's not in it.
Oh. So every time I had gone, it had only been that 5-minute short version. So I'd never seen the 22-minute version until we went the last time. And we got a fast pass. I was like down in front.
Yeah, it was nice.
Amazing.
I've always... Okay, so I've done Fantasmic 2 or 3 times now. Never seen the rain version. Now I'm kind of excited. Yeah. But
it's underwhelming.
I've always felt the Fast Pass was really overrated for that. I've never got one. I've always gotten great seats.
It was one of those things where
it's timing. You just show up. Well, and I've never waited in line either. I've never been one of those people that is sitting there in line for. I was shown up maybe 10 minutes before the show and just walked in and found a seat.
You also might have just cut. You probably just cut a bunch of people.
Let me put it this way. It wasn't done maliciously.
Yeah, right.
I was just looking for an open seat. Yeah.
So here's the reason why we got the Fast Pass. So we were in Magic Kingdom earlier in the day.
Sure.
And we were going to go back to the hotel and kind of like chill out. And then Jay, Liam, and I, and Danny were going to go over to Hollywood Studios just for Fantasmic.
Right, yeah.
And so to guarantee ourselves a seat, we had already used our 3 passes at Magic Kingdom, but you know when you run out, you can get another one on the app. And there was one available. It was just like, you know what? Let's guarantee ourselves a seat.
So that was your only thing?
Let's do it.
Yeah, okay.
Correct. That makes we only went sense. Back there for Fantasmic. Right.
That makes more sense then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Otherwise, I wouldn't waste one at Fantasmic. Right. No way.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things. I've never gotten one because when I've seen it, I've been in the park, so I've been getting fast passes for the rides and stuff.
Right.
So I was like, we'll just try our luck, and never had a problem. But yeah, I probably was cutting people.
I think this was the third time I've seen Fantasmic.
Okay.
And I remember the first time, just maybe because it was also brand new, just sitting there forever waiting for it to start.
You know what? You know what? I forgot to mention before. It was the last time I went down after we went down for Orlando Mania. I went down with my parents.
Yeah.
And it started thunder and lightning at 7 o'clock.
Oh, no.
And they canceled it. I didn't even get to see the rain version.
You saw the thunder version, which is no version.
The hotel room or the bus.
Yeah.
The first time I saw Fantasmic, I was hammer drunk.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things. Like I said, I got my good seat. And, of course, the guy trying to hype up the crowd. Who does he go to with the microphone?
You.
Hi, everybody. I see it. I love Mickey. And I was
You hurled.
I was just, I was told I didn't curse.
That's good. That's a positive.
I was told I didn't curse, but I was very excited and very loud. And yeah, there was some stares.
Of course. I know that we were just talking about Fantasmic.
Right.
But we were originally starting with a new Epcot show.
Right.
That's not going to be the only new show added to Epcot. Maybe not the Nighttime Spectacular, but it seems like there's going to be a sing-along that is added.
Yep.
That's going to be added. Now, is this going to be kind of similar to what they have over at MGM or Hollywood Studios?
I believe so.
With the Frozen Never After?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense, especially in these, you know, in these pavilions. They should all have something.
Sure.
And I do know that they're going to be adding that Ratatouille trackless system.
And they're working on it.
Right, and they're working on that. But it feels like a no-brainer, especially after the popularity of the original cartoon movie, and the live-action version that just came out.
Right.
You know,
the Beauty and the Beast is what we're talking about.
Yes. Did I not mention that?
No.
Oh, well,
it's going to be a Ratatouille sing-along.
Ratatouille sing-along.
Wee-wee-wee.
You know,
I mean, technically, they're both in France, right?
Yeah. Technically, they both will be in France.
Yeah.
You know,
because Beauty and the Beast is supposed to be in France, but Emma Watson is English and I hate it. So
Emma Watson is English and I hate it.
All the English people were in France in that movie.
Yeah, they were from the English part of France.
Right.
Why do you think that they raged that like a million year war between France and England?
You're right.
They just hated each other for so long.
Mm-hmm.
Sports teams that people murdered each other with.
War.
We're going to have a civilized war today. I will stand over there on that hill. You will stand over there on that hill. We will march at each other. Don't kill any officers. Deal? Proceed. Deal. All right. Somebody bring out the flute.
And the drums.
And the drums.
So they can hear us coming.
We need to have a spectation. Everybody on the hill.
Spectation.
Yes.
English.
Yeah, they're weird, man. That's weird shit that happened over there. And so then, was there one more thing?
No, not at Epcot.
At Epcot, it was Ratatouille.
I know we didn't really talk about this, but the what are we expecting from the Mary Poppins ride that's going to be going in England?
Yeah, I don't know exactly what it's going to be, but there's going to be a Mary Poppins attraction. Whether it's a ride or a show, we don't know yet, but it's going to be an attraction in England.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Because, again, I don't think that they should change Martin Short
Well, they are. Actually, that's another thing they are doing. The Canada is getting a new 360.
And I wonder what that's going to be.
Well, I'm sure it's going to get new Martin Short.
Because it can't be TV's Alan Thicke.
Maybe Justin Bieber.
No, I'm guessing it's going to still be Martin Short.
He's a delight.
He really is.
He is a delight. I do like him. I enjoy his work.
I was really upset when Maya and Marty got canceled. Yeah. It was their very short-lived variety show that was like... It was a filler between Saturday Night Live's off-season.
Yeah, right.
And it was so much fun.
Yeah, of course it was.
It was so much fun. And it was like, now canceled.
Yeah, of course. Because
we don't deserve fun.
Because we can't have nice things at all.
But we're getting a new...
Filmstruck shut down.
It's that. But...
Criterion.
Criterion stepped up.
Stepping up.
And they're going to do their own streaming service, which is wonderful.
Yeah, which is great. Because
they're going to be involved in the Warner streaming service.
Yeah.
That's coming out. They're going to be part of that deal.
That makes sense. Because they wouldn't be able to do it on their own. But if they were a part of something, it would make sense. Yeah. And so, Bill, what was the final one?
In Epcot?
No, we had one more, right? The Skyway. The Skyliner.
Oh, the Skyliner system. Yeah. So Disney is unveiling, and it's going to be opening, I believe, in spring 2019.
Yeah, okay. Which is a little bit later than we were anticipating.
Yeah, they're aiming for the end of this year, early next year, but it looks like they want to get all the final details and stuff done. But there's going to be a Skyliner system that goes in between the parks and some of the resorts. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they unveiled the car.
The gondolas?
The gondolas, yep. And so it looks like it's going to fit about 6 people, which is pretty cool. And it's going to be sort of like an Omnimover system where... It kind of gets into the station and then it goes really slow so people can climb into it and then it takes off. So it never actually stops like the monorail.
So they're continuing the people mover idea.
Yeah. Essentially, So it doesn't stop like the monorail. It just kind of keeps going. And hopefully it'll pick up or take away some of the traffic from the buses, which would be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the buses, they're great, but it's really tough when you got somebody that's got to be in a wheelchair.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah.
Like, that's got to be the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Or just someone in a scooter that,
pops
up and goes sits in another seat. So now it's like, oh, really? You're going to take up all this space and a seat?
Yeah, right.
Wonderful.
Right.
Great.
Oh, man.
Cool. Yeah. You deserve to be here.
We got cheered off of a bus once because my family was having so much fun in and amongst ourselves.
Okay.
We were basically playing like a game where we made it up on the way, and we had like a magnadoodle, and you had to draw a line and then basically try and figure out what the person was trying to draw. And we were laughing because they were absurd and terrible.
Okay.
And when we got off at our stop, everybody cheered because they were so happy we left.
Oh my God.
That we were definitely not on it anymore.
That's hilarious.
And that was the time we got cheered. My family got cheered off of a Disney bus because we were those people.
The only times I've really had a problem on the bus is the ride back.
Yeah.
But I think I'm in the majority.
Yeah.
First of all, it's never a fun ride at the end of the day.
No.
And it's always the longest wait.
Yeah, we always...
God, if the kids can't sleep.
Yeah.
You just get that 15-minute ride back to your hotel with a screaming kid, and all you want to do is be like, I'm at Disney. Woosah! Woosah!
Yeah.
There are screaming kids all over the place, Mike. You got to calm down.
Yeah, right.
You're the weird one without kids.
You're the weird one without kids, Mike.
Right.
You're the weird
right.
one. You're the weird one.
Right.
Mr. Mike.
Why is that large man giving this child a finger?
So as far as the Skyliner system goes, it looks like as of right now in the first batch of openings, I'm sure within like 5 years it'll be going to every hotel, every park, whatnot. But in the first batch of openings here, it looks like it's going to go from there's going to be a station at Pop Century and Art of Animation.
Okay.
Then it goes over to Caribbean Beach. And then you can go to Hollywood Studios from there.
Sure.
Or you can go past Caribbean Beach and it ends up at the Riviera. And then you can go to Epcot from there.
Interesting.
So I think they're going to add some ones that go from Epcot directly to Hollywood Studios as well.
That makes sense.
And then I'm sure there will be some that go to Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom at some point in the future.
But it's a long ride.
It's a long ride. But
it's a long ride.
It'd be nice and scenic, though, which would be kind of cool.
Yeah, once.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, no, once.
But I'll
take that ride once to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, well, the Magic Kingdom on the bus sucks too. It's a 25-minute ride from some of the hotels.
That's true.
But
the Magic Kingdom
bus.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Let's double that on this thing because it's going to be going slow.
Slow.
That's fair.
Slow ride. take it easy. And they didn't announce they're not going to have air conditioners in this thing, huh?
That is correct, I believe.
That's brutal.
There's going to be some sort of like ventilation system.
Yeah, something.
Where it's like when you're moving, you're going to feel the air. I guess.
All right. Yeah.
Where it's not like a window, but it's like a almost like a couple of flaps.
Because we can't be trusted.
It's right. It's
going
to have
drop
like
stuff out of there.
Exactly. So it's going to be like some sort of innovative ventilation.
Somebody
system.
Will drop. I hate my family. There you go.
So he threw himself out?
yeah. Or we were the kid.
Or yes, there we go.
Or we were the kid.
I like that one.
You know, whichever one you want.
We were the kid.
Yeah, we were the kid on that one.
One other thing before we wrap it up.
Yes.
We have the two names of the attractions at Star Wars Galaxy Edge now.
Okay.
It's from it was announced at Destination D from D23 this weekend.
I've been living vicariously through all these Florida bloggers.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just like, oh my God, there's so much information. And I'm like, I am so excited for all this.
Right. It just makes me more and more excited by the minute to go back there. But the first ride, it's going to be the one that you interact with the stormtroopers and you in the First Order, and it's going to be called Rise of the Resistance,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty cool. It's going to be one of those, it's going to be that ride that they said we were going to get off somewhere in the middle and then move into something else.
That is very interesting.
I wonder how seamlessly that's
going to be tough. I'm 100% on board.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 100% on board. The only thing is it's just like, man, I can see how this is going to get sticky sometimes.
Especially if we got handicapped folks.
Yeah.
We're going to just carry them to the next destination? Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Or do they get to skip it?
Maybe.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Who knows?
But yeah, apparently you get a face off with Kylo Ren as well.
Yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
No. Okay, so I'm curious because I know I've told, I don't know if I said it on the show when I got back from Florida, but I did the virtual reality thing at Disney Springs.
Yeah,
right.
The Star Wars one, which was still one of the greatest things I've ever done in my life. And that, we definitely weren't on a ride. It was a room that simulated a ride. And then you walked around through a strategic, basically a mousetrap, basically.
Yeah, right.
Where you were seeing, you know, spaceships and all this shit, but it's actually, you know, just cardboard and stuff like that. But yeah, if it's something like that, like they're going to incorporate some kind of virtual reality, like, oh, put on your helmet now, and all of a sudden you are walking through like that. I mean, because how? That's my only question. Like, how are you, the guest, supposed to have a face-off with Kylo Ren? Because in that one, in the virtual reality one at Disney Springs, we had a face-off with Darth Vader, and he cut my blaster in half, and I was the happiest child in the world.
Yeah, of course you were.
I was texting my brother hours later. I'm like, I'm still fucking smiling. This was the greatest goddamn thing ever.
Of course. Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, you know, I think Six Flags started as one of the first ones to, like, integrate that 3D technology onto their rides.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting to see how that'll work.
Yeah, I mean, it could. All you got to do is just suit up before you get on the ride portion. And then, like I said, all of a sudden they're like, all right, put your helmets on, troopers, or whatever.
The fuck. Right.
And you just drop down, you know, the glasses and boom, you're in the world.
You're in. Yeah.
You know, door opens up and away you go.
Yeah, right. And it's very, very exciting. I'm excited for that. And then the Millennium Falcon, that has a name.
Yeah, it's the Star Wars Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run is what it's called.
That'll be very interesting. My interest, the thing that I find most interesting about Galaxy's Edge is that it takes place in a new, like, current trilogy world.
Right. Yep.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what that ride is going to be because it's not going to be Han Solo.
No, it's going to be...
Spoiler, he died.
Yeah, it's actually the characters in the Falcon are going to be Hondo, Onaka, and Chewbacca.
Okay.
I don't know Hondo, Onaka. I just Googled it real quick. I don't know. Where's he from? I don't really see anything.
Is that John Havlicek's stage name?
Yeah.
It's no, it's I honestly don't know where you could find him. Let's see. Clone Wars.
He's in the Clone
Wars. He was in Clone Wars. Yeah. Okay, there it is. Which I haven't watched.
No.
I have not watched it. Sorry.
So it'll be very interesting.
Sorry.
Can't wait to see what the cantina is going to be like.
The cantina looks like it's going to be great. They released
play
a video.
That same song again. Play that same song. All right, same song. Here we go.
They released a video of John Williams actually scoring.
Yeah.
The land.
Yep. Yeah.
So all the music you hear there is going to be
pretty cool.
New, scored by him. Yep. Like what?
It's going to be crazy.
And episode 9 is going to be his final film.
Yeah. Oh Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
And the stuff even coming out about the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Looks. Bonkers.
It's going to be insane.
Well, like, I mean, the one that got me was the docking thing. So basically what it sounds like is you pull up to the hotel as you would, because at a certain point you have to be in reality.
Sure. Yeah.
So, but the where you pull up is basically like a launch bay.
Right.
And then you get into a pod and you fly out to a thing and it docks together. And
right.
And everything I'm seeing, all the concept art, I am going to spend so much money here.
Well, the craziest.
It's going to be so expensive because everything they're saying is like fine dining.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Well, the rumor.
Holy shit.
The rumor months ago was that this Hollywood, this stay for this Star Wars hotel that's going to be happening is only going to be limited for 2 nights.
Yes.
And it's going to be $1,000.
That's correct. Well, I heard that. That price point I heard a while ago, I'm guessing it's going to go up. Yeah,
I would imagine.
It's
got
to be higher. It has to.
I think it's going to be $1,000 a night.
Ooh.
I'm guessing.
Well, what is the most...
Well, it depends on how many rooms they have.
Well, think about it like this. So at Christmas time, when I went last Christmas, I stayed at the Polynesian.
Right.
And it was way more than I should have paid, but it was like $700 a night.
Yeah, holy so it's shit. Probably going to be
on Christmas.
Yeah, so it's probably going to be like that. You're probably going to be looking to 800 to 1,000 a night.
A night.
Yeah.
But with the 2-day limited stay, I mean, I got to think they're going to try to shuffle people in and out of there as quickly as possible and
absolutely.
Get people in as often as possible. So that price point might be right.
And I guess it's going to basically simulate like you're on a big intergalactic cruise ship, basically.
Yeah, correct.
So you're floating, but right. You get all those amenities as well. You get the bars and the shows and all the immersive stuff. The big question I have about it, and I've always had it, is are they going to give you clothes?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Because they say fully immersive, like you're in a storyline.
Oh, right. So do you get clothes?
I'm a large dude.
Yeah.
How, I mean.
And there are some rotund people.
That virtual reality thing I talked about needed an extra belt for me.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, oh, we need a special thing. I'm like, oh, make me feel worse, dick.
Yeah.
But, sir, we ran out of clothes. Here's a blanket.
Yeah. Yeah, you got a smock.
You're a sand person. There you go.
So before we get on out of here, I do want to touch on one thing.
Yeah.
Mm. As we are recording this today, it is Mickey Mouse's birthday party. It's his birthday party. We're
Mickey.
Doing it here. It's Mickey's 90th birthday. We all watched the special, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that the special from top to bottom was very well done. I got a kick out of the original Mouseketeer that is a foot and a half tall.
She was so
awesome.
She was awesome. She was great. The one thing
living her best Disney life.
Yeah, best Disney life. The thing that I thought Meghan Trainor did a great job kind of like hosting the whole thing.
Yeah.
I find her to be an absolute delight.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what contract she signed, but she's got it made because she just does Target Christmas ads now, which is a sweet deal where it's just like, yeah, just play my song at Christmas time. It's going to be great.
There you go.
I still think it was weird that there were two people. Everybody's singing Disney songs. Mickey even got on drums to play Friend Like Me.
Yep.
And the Korean pop band decided that
the two international acts.
We didn't need to do,
it was a Spanish language and the K-pop one, and they both sang non-Disney, I'm guessing their own songs.
Yes, I would agree.
And the K-pop one was in English.
Kind of,
but... It like the stuff I was hearing, I'm like, this doesn't sound very Disney.
No.
Like I heard the word gangster at least 5 times in there.
Yeah. It was a very
I texted both of you when I was watching. I'm like, yeah, that's the only part. I'm like, what? Why? Come on.
Yeah.
You got Mulan, you got Coco. Fix it.
Yeah, right.
Figure it out.
Right, figure it out. Or just have the Korean pop band and all 40,000 of them sing a huge group number.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
Anything.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I would have loved to have seen it.
We have 90 years of music in this company. Find a song.
Yeah, figure it out.
They could have whistled Steamboat Willie, which, actually, I worked that segue in on purpose.
Yeah, of course. It was very ham-fisted.
Yeah, so I just saw this as I was scrolling. So that Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, which is taking over your favorite.
Rest in peace.
And at the Hollywood Studios. So the sound effects, all the sound in it, and music is going to be a big part of it, are going to be made old school, not digital. So actual Foley. And the blogger I'm following, which is Big Fat Panda, I'll give him a shout out, said he just updated it. And they said they found the original whistle used for Steamboat Willie, and it's going to be used for the train in this ride.
That's pretty awesome.
So that is really freaking cool.
That is pretty sick.
They do it so well, man.
They are the company that does it the best.
Yeah.
Unlike WWE, which we have to go watch the Fire Series.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. That's why I brought beer.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly right.
Thank you, Jack Zabby.
So that'll wrap up this edition of Late Night Liam. Thank you for joining us. Mike, why don't you tell the people where they can find you if for some odd reason they don't listen to that movie show?
Are you insane?
I know. That's...
You man animals must be insane!
Yes.
At Mike Went is the easiest thing. Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. It tells you where to find that movie show. It tells you when we're allowed to do that wrestling show. It tells you where the Wicked Bite stuff is happening. I don't know. I show you what I eat and I cook. Yeah, there you go. At Mike Went.
You got HelloFresh, right?
I do have HelloFresh.
Is that delightful?
I love it.
We're going to have to talk about that.
I
want to get on board with that.
All right. I got some free weeks or stuff.
Cool.
Like, coupons to try out.
Let's reach out to them, get some codes.
Yeah, let's try and do that. Bill, yeah. You got anything else you want to say before we get on out of here?
I'm good, buddy.
All right. Everybody have a very wonderful, safe Thanksgiving. That came in real hot. It was very magical, and I hope your Thanksgiving is magical. Check out the Thanksgiving Day Parade. It's always a delight if you wake up early enough and are not hungover.
Hot DVR.
Try not to kill your family. I have been Liam Stryker. You can find me at LiamNAI. You can find Bill at BillNevilleNAI. Mike Went at Mike Went.
Yes.
You can find all the very fun stuff that we have going on at New Age Insiders, at New Age Pop. Follow us at NewAgeInsiders.com and all the other fun stuff that we have going on, because together we are the premier place for fans of all kinds to connect, discuss, and to be heard.